This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. With the 2024 presidential election starting to take shape with a plethora of GOP candidates, former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis take the lead on the GOP side. Some Democrats are also going after President Biden's seat. RFK Jr. on Fox News last night says many Americans believe election fraud is a problem that Democrats must take the lead on.
There's so many Americans who feel like this whole system, the economic system and the political system are rigged against them, but also that elections are actually rigged. And I think it's really important that the Democratic Party make itself a template for democracy.
An international coalition will start training Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16 fighter jets as Russia's war on Ukraine rages on. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told reporters that training will be a significant undertaking. He said the Netherlands and Denmark will lead the training in Europe in the coming weeks. The Biden administration last week shifted its position to allow European allies to supply Kyiv with advanced fighter jets. Indiana medical officials say the doctor who provided an abortion for a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio violated state and federal patient privacy laws. The Indiana Medical Licensing Board on Thursday found that Dr. Caitlin Bernard violated privacy laws when she spoke publicly about providing abortion care for the girl last summer. The doctor will be fined $3,000, receive a letter of reprimand, but will still be allowed to continue practicing medicine. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is predicting a near-normal 2023 Atlantic hurricane season. The official government forecast calls for 12 to 17 named storms, with 5 to 9 hurricanes and 1 to 4 major hurricanes of Category 3 or higher. Hurricane season runs from June 1st to November 30th. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Republicans and Democrats continue to debate the debt ceiling and avoid a default. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has announced he will remain in Washington to get a deal done. President Biden and the First Lady are leaving Washington this evening for a holiday.
Members of the House Freedom Caucus on Thursday urged Speaker Kevin McCarthy to take a tougher stance in negotiations with the White House. They demanded additional provisions be added to the bill the House previously passed to raise the debt limit, including Republican priorities for border security. The group also wants Treasury Secretary Yellen to show the math on her estimate that the U.S. could default on its debt as soon as June 1st. I'm Skip Kelly.
Two human rights groups today slammed the severe restrictions imposed on women and girls by the Taliban in Afghanistan as gender-based persecution. Amnesty International and the International Commission of Jurists call the Taliban order a crime against humanity. They say the Taliban crackdown on Afghan women's rights, coupled with imprisonment, enforced disappearance, torture, and other ill treatments, could constitute gender persecution under the International Criminal Court. Two members of the Oath Keepers who participated in January 6 will be sentenced today, a day after the group's founder received an 18-year prison term for seditious conspiracy and other charges. Stuart Rhodes was hit with the longest prison sentence so far in more than 1,000 criminal cases pushed by the Department of Justice. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for joining in. Okay, I mean, look at time to get back to first principles. If it's important enough, if you really believe it's important enough to get America back on track, whatever that means, okay, and I, what I believe that means is that we become a constitutional republic once again, that morality matters in our country once again, the fear of God matters once again, getting this country back on track. It's not about party politics, not about the Democratic Party, not about the Republican Party, or any political interests. What's most important is the America way of life. As our founding fathers, as the pilgrims who came from an oppressed, nation, from oppressed nations, as to what? They wanted to honor God. They wanted to land someplace to where they could worship God freely. And to that end, we began, by God's grace and mercy, the start of this great American idea. And here today, 245, 46 years later, after our first constitution, our only constitution was established, we find ourselves in a bit of a panic and going, what is going on here? Are we losing this democratic republic that we know? And with all the craziness that's going on, it's unbelievable. I want to bring on John Fleetwood. John is the managing editor for American Faith. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's madness. We were just talking with Jonathan Kahn, Return of the Gods follow-up there. He's got his new book coming up. And it was great to have an hour of conversation with him looking at the reality of our world. And it is a spiritual battle that is taking place. And as he said, this spiritual battle needs to be answered with spiritual tools. It's not going to be handled in the physical realm. You can't sit there and with your own human power say we're going to resist the onslaught of this spiritual madness that's taking place. I mean, it's unbelievable, John, what our country and what our children are being subjected to, whether we're talking about the Bud Light craziness, what's been going on at Disneyland, the once happiest place on earth, all entangled with this sexual deviancy and breakdown in morality. Target, I believe, has lost something like $9 billion in less than a week with all that they're trying to present here now. These companies are learning the hard way. Yes, it's a spiritual battle, but there's things even in the physical that common sense parents, and particularly what you're watching right now, John, I'm seeing at every turn, the mama bear mamas are coming out in strong numbers, and they're just saying, hell no, keep your hands away from my kids, right?
Yeah, we did some reporting yesterday. We just you know, you do the easy thing. You go online and you look up the stock prices for a company like Target. And we saw that over the last month they were down more than 9% after starting this campaign, which they started about a month ago. So it correlates. That is pushing LGBTQ plus ideology into their clothing now and into their books. They're also pushing Satanism. Mm-hmm. Satanism. It's there's this this brand that creates clothing with satanic slogans, and we're not saying that because we're hyper Christianizing it. It's actually satanic. Their slogans like Satan, like Satan respects pronouns.
Yeah.
You know, as if Satan like
is the standard. Is the cultural
Satan,
that's the cultural
arbiter.
Standard yeah. now, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No,
it's unbelievable, and it kind of betrays them. It's like, why Satan?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they promote Satan? It's just strange to me. Like, why not promote?
They want to normalize evil
in another religion.
Yeah. No, they're normalizing evil. This is what it's all about, John. And it's coming out. It's no holds barred. And then keep in mind, you know, we're days away from June. And what is the month of June to the LGBTQ community? I mean, this is the most important month of the year. I mean, what June is to the LGBTQ and this group of individuals is, you know, I mean, to them, it's their Christmas, right?
Right, and it happened to Bud Light when they pushed the trans identifying Dylan Mulvaney, who dressed up like you know, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah, exactly.
And was pushing this transsexual ideology through beer, through Bud Light. I mean, who drinks Bud Light? A lot of people. And who are those people? They're blue collar, you know, manly men, and you're going to try to advertise to them a transsexual? It just doesn't make any sense. Why are they doing it? The reason they're doing it, it's not because their base and their customer base is for that. They know, Bill, they know very well that their base is not for that. What they're trying to do is force an ideology onto them.
Yes.
Which is very strange that a beer maker
right.
would be getting into the political activism game.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens, it's the saying, you know, you go woke, you go broke.
Yeah, exactly.
Bud Light, and it's still happening. I just saw the other day, Bill, I know you saw this. They're now giving away beer.
Exactly.
You know, you put in some QR code and you sign up for this or that and you get a free case of Bud Light. They can't give it away.
Yeah.
And it's spreading to all the other brands associated with Anheuser-Busch. But you go woke, you go broke. It's happening with Target. They're trying to save face a little bit. I saw even Fox News was reporting that some stores were moving the satanic section out of the stores. But that was only in some southern stores. And then you've got the CEO at Target reaffirming and saying, well, we're going to stand with the LGBTQ community. So it's like they're trying to, you know, do two things and speak out at both sides of their mouth, but it's not going to work. They lost $9 billion.
Yeah.
There was a $9 billion bill. I saw somebody got a screenshot of an email that was going around to different Target employees that said they lost $9 billion because of this. And they're still pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
They're still pushing it. And then I saw in that same email, they started pushing the George Floyd, you know, the whole ideology around
right, exactly.
that, the whole BLM. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to start pushing that now. And it's like they don't learn. And
yeah, they're doubling down on crazy. And the thing.
Political activists.
Yeah, exactly. You know, forget about doing business. It's like the LA Dodgers. Look what they're doing. You know, sadly. In fact, I was talking to a friend of mine. I said, what happened? Did they throw the towel in on their season already? I mean, what is the gain? You know, what is the gain for them, you know, to do this?
Destroy the West.
But, yeah, but the thing is that you're only where you are because of where America you know, has been and where we are. You've been living off of the host of America in a sense, right? And its people. And now right. you think you're going to have the power to, you know, convert them? I mean, where has that ever happened?
Right.
You know, this doesn't even make business sense at any level. We got to go to break. We've got more from John Fleetwood after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Recent reports show that Afghanistan is on the brink of a mental health catastrophe for young girls, some of whom have been forced out of school and into arranged marriages. Many women are pushing back against this restrictive regime, but with so much opposition and not much outside help, most are growing despondent. The Tide Ministry radio broadcasts directly reach listeners to share the truth of the gospel, that they are loved by a God who sent his own son to die for them. By showing them that a powerful, loving God sacrificed himself for them, listeners learn how important they are to Christ and will see those around them and themselves in a different light. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. John Fleetwood with American Faith. He is the managing editor of said institution. Always good to have him here with us as we're talking about, you know, the power of, you know, this holy trinity of corporate America. I say holy, of course, I'm being sarcastic here. Don't, you know, quote me verbatim. You know what I mean. Vanguard Unholy. State Street. Yes, the Unholy Alliance of Vanguard State Street and BlackRock.
BlackRock.
Is it? And people need to understand. I mean, they are forcing their will upon corporate America. You know, this DEI, which we've, turned it around to say DIE, because DEI gives you DIE, just as going woke gives you, leads to the road of, of lost, profits and that. And of course, these other, woke, three-letter words, that have invaded our culture. But, investors, John, are realizing, and it's tough, especially for some of these companies who, they use brokers and they're using middlemen to, represent their investment. But more and more investors are realizing, wait a minute, am I associated? Am I investing in BlackRock and trusting? And of course, now you notice BlackRock's running a lot of commercials to try to, delude people into thinking that they're fair-minded people and they're interested in, nothing but profits. But that's not the case at all. They've been very clear that what they want to do is, finish up the job that Barack Obama started in the fundamental transformation, not only of America, but they want the fundamental transformation of the world, don't they?
Oh, yeah. The World Economic Forum says they want the United States to no longer be the world's leading superpower. They want China to be the world's leading superpower. The World Economic Forum says they want you to own nothing and be happy. And you're like, oh, well, that's the World Economic Forum, not BlackRock or Target. Well, hold on a minute.
Yes.
An official partner on the World Economic Forum's own website, an official partner is BlackRock. And why is that important? It's important because BlackRock owns Target. I'm looking at the CNN business page right now, and they list BlackRock as BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street as the leading holders.
Yes.
Of shares over Target. Why is that important? Harvard Business Review. As a shareholder, the biggest shareholder over Target, BlackRock has ultimate authority. They show up to board meetings, and Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, says it himself, direct, that he forces his ideology onto the companies that he owns, like Target. What are those ideologies? It's the ideology of the Great Reset. Larry Fink is a board member of the World Economic Forum. Okay, so that's how people have to understand. This is the line of egress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it starts at the World Economic Forum. They set the policies of DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, of this green. Everybody has to go green and climate change. It's baloney sausage. But they set it. They push the diversity, the LGBTQ ideology. They set it at the World Economic Forum, and their partners then go and push it out. Who are their partners? BlackRock. Why is BlackRock significant? Because they own every single major industry. You name it. It's your clothes. They own Levi's. They own Apple computers. They own Microsoft. They own all the airlines. They own all the car companies, everything. There is not one major industry that BlackRock doesn't have control over.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that a problem? Because BlackRock, as their CEO says, they force their ideologies of DEI and the World Economic Forum Great Reset onto the companies they own, like Target, which is why we can't sit around and go, well, this doesn't make any sense why Target and Bud Light would, they would push this ideology and just keep pushing it and go broke. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. It comes from their higher ups who are taking cues from companies like BlackRock, who are taking their cues from the Great Reset promoting World Economic Forum.
Exactly. And the thing is, in business, I mean, and John and I were talking about this in the last segment, is that, these institutions, these are investors. These are, yes, they have a lot of power and control. But the way business is set up is that they're not to own, they don't own, but they control. And I guess controlling is better than owning, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it creates this illusion that reality is not really what it is. It creates an illusion that BlackRock doesn't really have, they don't really have control over these companies, even though Harvard Business Review says they do. Because they have these shares over these companies and control these shares, again, they get the biggest say in these boardroom meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're not like hypothesizing here. BlackRock's own CEO, Larry Fink, says that he forces those ideologies onto these companies.
Mm-hmm.
So it shouldn't be this way. It shouldn't be this way that a shareholder could have this much sway. But even the creator of Vanguard, a guy named Bogle, he was the head of not BlackRock, but Vanguard.
Mm-hmm.
He said just before he died, he published almost a confession, Bill, in the Wall Street Journal, where he explained that companies like BlackRock and his own Vanguard were getting too big and that they were actually a threat to American sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
So again, these aren't my words. Who am I? I'm just a journalist and editor for a newspaper. This is coming from the CEOs themselves of these companies with massive power. BlackRock just hit $9 trillion.
Yes.
They went down because they were getting some pushback because of the woke DEI, ESG stuff. But they've come back up to $9 trillion, and they're going to keep going up, Bill.
Yeah.
And they want America to no longer be the world's leading superpower. They want to promote China. That's why we're seeing China, even though they're a paper tiger, their military, China's military is falling apart. Literally, their buildings are falling apart. They're having blackouts. They have no control over their energy. Their people are rising up. They're trying to get their money out of the banks. COVID, they're expecting with COVID, they're expecting another 65 million new COVID infections in China. They have no control over it, despite that country being 92% vaccinated. I thought the vaccine worked.
Yeah, exactly.
China's a paper tiger. So if China's a paper tiger, how is it that they have so much power, Bill?
Yeah.
How do they have so much sway? And, oh, everybody agrees China's the next biggest threat. How do they have that power? Because they have companies like BlackRock with $9 trillion behind them promoting them and propping them up to be powerful.
Well, it's a symbiotic relationship because
companies.
It's a symbiotic relationship because they're both propping up one another. Right? You know, China has captured, you know, the elites here in America. They've captured American corporations and they've captured businesses around the world and governments around the world.
Yep.
And so they're using the same plan that Vanguard and State Street and BlackRock have been utilizing, this Holy Trinity. That model is working quite effectively. And so what we see happening, what China has done around the world, the Unholy Trinity is doing the same thing because money, you know, money talks. And here you bring up China and you bring up a good point here is that here it is with 92% vaccination rate, supposedly, if you can believe those numbers, and the vaccine isn't working and you got this next explosion. It's amazing that this is all, you know, interestingly timing with maybe the 2024 election. And are we going to be deja vu one more time like 2020?
Well, Bill, this ties with what you were saying at the beginning of the segment. You talked about getting America back on track. And getting America back on track means not just getting America back onto its Christian roots, or at least back on to its non-anti-Christian roots. Let's just stop being anti-Christian. It means not being an anti-American nation, but it also means getting the media back on track, which is why at American Faith, these are the stories that I write. In addition to editing, I also write stories. Well, I focus on what the mainstream media is not covering,
yes.
Like the fact that despite China is 92% vaccinated, they expect to suffer 65 million new infections per week in June. How does, like, make that make sense? They told us from the very beginning that the vaccine is safe and effective, safe and effective.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that you can have a nation that's 92% vaccinated expect to have 65 million new COVID infections if the vaccine works? Answer is it doesn't. And nobody's covering it, but that's why we try to tell the truth around here and get America's media back on track.
Well, you know, this is what joins us at the hip, John Fleetwood, is that we're both in pursuit of the truth, the biblical worldview.
Amen.
And no matter where it leads, the truth matters. John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith. Thank you, John. God bless.
Wow, Total Wine really does have everything. I found your favorite bourbon, an awesome vodka. Oh, and Ruthie.
Ruthie?
That's me. Always happy to help. Honey, Ruthie found that amazing Cabernet you love.
Oh, yeah. That Cabernet was really good.
And we have it for the lowest price in town.
We've got to get another bottle. So glad we found Ruthie.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. With the 2024 presidential election starting to take shape, with a plethora of GOP candidates, former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis take the lead on the GOP side. Some Democrats are also going after President Biden's seat. RFK Jr. on Fox News last night.
There's so many Americans who feel like this whole system, the economic system and the political system, are rigged against them, but also that elections are actually rigged. And I think it's really important that the Democratic Party make itself a template for democracy.
An international coalition will start training Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16 fighter jets. As Russia's war on Ukraine rages on, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told reporters that training will be a significant undertaking. He said the Netherlands and Denmark will lead the training in Europe in the coming weeks. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Joe Mantegna, the Tony-winning actor, and Emmy Award winner Gary Sinise are co-hosting, again, the annual National Memorial Day concert that's going to be broadcast on PBS nationwide. This will be on Sunday, May 28th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 Central. This once-in-a-year event is an outstanding, memorable event where a country comes together to remember the ultimate sacrifice for freedom paid by our men and women in uniform. Joe Mantegna, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm just great. Thanks very much.
Hey, I'm excited to be talking about this annual event. I mean, this is such a hallowed day. Being a former Marine, military myself that served during the Vietnam era, I got to tell you, I just so appreciate all the hard work that you and Gary and the team put together every year for us to, again, remember why we should be so proud of those that have paid the ultimate price for the freedoms that we enjoy today.
Well, Bill, thank you very much. But, you know, it's you guys that did the hard work. I mean, what I'm saying is it's the least we can do. I mean, Gary and I both, you know, both of us grew up in the Vietnam era. And due to, you know, the luck of the draw, due to a lottery system where, you know, if your birthday fell on a certain day, you didn't get the call. Gary and I both kind of feel that way, that, you know, as circumstances would have it, we never got the call to be, you know, to be involved in the military, and our lives went on, and we built the lives and livelihood that we've had over the years. And both of us feel very kind of fortunate and blessed and happy to kind of, this is in a way our way of paying back a little bit to those like yourselves, people who've been in service to this country, and many of who obviously over 200 years of our existence have made that ultimate sacrifice to allow us to have the country we have. So the least we can do is 90 minutes every year, carve out this day, Memorial Day, this concert, and hopefully educate people, entertain people, and let them know this is what Memorial Day is about. And because they did that for me, and that's why it's been a I've been doing this concert over 20 years now.
Well, we cannot thank you enough, Joe, for your dedication in doing this, the giftings and talents that you're sharing with us, and the commitment to honor, you know, those who have fallen. Because Memorial Day is unlike any other day, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, without question. I mean, and I have to say, it was when I started doing this concert when it started to have that real impact for me. Because I had a lot of military in my family, and a lot of combat military, but they all came back. And so on Memorial Day, even for our family, it was pretty much a day to think about more of, you know, well, the Indianapolis 500's on, we'll have a barbecue, see some relatives, that'll be that. But it wasn't until I first got involved with this concert over 20 years ago that I realized, wow, this is, you know, our history is built on the backs of the, standing on the shoulders of these men and women throughout our history that have allowed us to have the this country that we have. So all of a sudden for me, Memorial Day, which became like a holiday for the most part for other people, became to me the most important holiday we celebrate in this country. Because without celebrating Memorial Day, we have no reason to celebrate any other holiday, because Memorial Day, the sacrifices of Memorial Day allow us to have the other holidays, allow us to have the United States of America. And so that's
exactly
important.
Yeah, I see it as a hallowed day like you do. And of course, like you've done previously, you're going to pay tribute to Gold Star families, real stories, real people, real experience that have taken place, you know, from the families that, Memorial Day really helps us connect, you know, what it really is all about. It's about these families, isn't it?
Oh yeah, without question. I mean, every year there's always been, you know, we highlight these stories that tell personal stories that just kind of in its own way explain, you know, why Memorial Day is such an important holiday. You know, we're having a tribute to Gold Star families. This year we're doing a thing on the 50th anniversary of the return of the Vietnam POWs. We're doing a thing that's on the Korean War, 70th anniversary of the Korean War Armistice. We're doing a thing on the World War II remembrance. So, I mean, it's always a cross-section of different stories. And looking back over the years, it's just been a multitude of them that, like I say, I just so strongly encourage people who've never seen it, just take 90 minutes out of your three-day weekend and watch the show, and you'll understand why this Memorial Day is such an important holiday.
I see it as a unifying event at a time when we need to be unified, not about party politics, but about the red, white, and blue. All the goodness and the great things that America stands for. This National Memorial Day concert, America's National Night of Remembrance, it returns live from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol. Again, it's going to be hosted by Tony Award winner Joe Mantegna and Emmy Award winner Gary Sinise, the acclaimed actor, who are dedicated to veterans' causes and supporting our troops in active service. And you're backed up by an all-star cast, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every year is always a great cross-section of people. We've got Yolanda Adams, the gospel legend. We've got Trace Adkins, country western star, Dule Hill, Megan Hilty, Mary McCormick, Chosen Jacobs, John Slattery from Mad Men and other things, Esapatha Merkerson, Jody Messina, you know, the National Symphony Orchestra is always... so it's always a great cross-section of talent. And I wanted to stress, too, because you touched on it. Some people get confused. They think, well, Memorial Day, that's going to have some sort of political leanings to it. Mm-hmm. I'm the most unpolitical person in the world. I've been an independent my whole life because politics has nothing to do with our dedication to this country and a thing like Memorial Day. I mean, this is about the sacrifices men and women have made since early, 1776 and before up to the present day to allow us to be political. In other words, you know, be what you want to be. Vote for who you want to vote for. Do all those things. Not every country has those freedoms. And the reason we do is because of the sacrifices that these men and women have made. So Memorial Day is a holiday for every single one of us. And it's got nothing to do with politics.
Amen. I so agree with you, Joe, because this is critical. I mean, at a time when our country has been so divided, we need to have this, and I know that you and Gary every year stress this, is that this is the unification factor. This is the thing that I believe, regardless of party, race, color, creed, that we can agree on, and that is this great American idea as annotated in our U.S. Constitution, right?
No, exactly right. You know, it's unfortunate. Sometimes it takes an incredible conflict to kind of bring everybody together, and then when those things end, people tend to kind of like, oh, okay, we're going to get lax again. You know, they talk about the greatest generation being during World War II. Yeah, because all of a sudden, everybody had to come together and unite to save the world. You know,
exactly.
We shouldn't have to, you know, be put in that position to you know, come together and realize, hey, we are the United States of America. You know,
exactly.
We are doing something unique here. Let's preserve it.
Yeah, and like you say, the natural response when we come together and we're unified, you know, which is heartening for me, Joe, is when I hear an audience, you know, starting to cry out, USA, USA, USA. I mean, you can't help but enjoy a moment of pride, you know?
No, exactly right. And it's like, look, we make mistakes. Things always don't go perfectly. We're still, as nations go, we're actually pretty young. You know, next to a lot of different civilizations. But boy, all you got to do is look at our Constitution, and you can see that back, you know, over 200 years ago, those founding fathers got it right. In other words, they put it down on paper and said, look, this is what we aspire to be. This is what we believe in. This is what we want to do. And boy, there is no piece of paper anywhere else on this planet that is this, you know, dictates, you know, the proper way, in a way, to kind of conduct yourselves as a country, and I think that our Constitution is. You know, we have to work at it every day, but it's a beacon of light for really the rest of the planet in terms of a role model to follow.
Without a doubt. He's a Tony-winning actor, Joe Mantegna. He and Gary Sinise back together again. This is the 34th annual, right? 34th annual event?
34th, yeah. I think it's my 22nd year doing it.
Wow, awesome.
With me for about maybe 18, 19 years, so, yeah.
Well, Joe, again, God bless you. Thank you so much, you know, for doing this. Again, this is going to take place, the 34th Annual National Memorial Day Concert. It'll be broadcast on PBS Nationwide on Sunday, May 28th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 Central Time. We will see you there. Thank you, Joe. Take care.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. The Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation at Focus on the Family, Dr. Greg Smalley, joins us now. Hey, Greg, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing so great. Thanks, Bill, for having me on.
Hey, I'm so excited to be talking about kindness and gratitude in marriage, something that we have to talk about. I mean, you know, it's amazing how much we'll focus on the bad and ignore the good. And so this is a critical reminder, Greg, that you want to bring this to our attention.
Oh, exactly. And the researchers are finding that, you know, the more gratitude that we express, you know, the happier we are in our marriage. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, yeah, duh, okay.
Right.
But they keep studying this, and they keep affirming that when I take the time to thank Erin for the things that she does that I appreciate, you know, I think what it does, and so I think it's more important to understand what happens when we express that gratitude. What I think it does is that it helps Erin feel seen. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we all deeply want to be seen. We want to be known. We don't want to be invisible.
Right.
And it's easy within my marriage just to keep, you know, walking along with each other, busy, worn out, doing all the things we're doing, and it's easy to miss what Erin is doing. And then she ends up feeling, you know, invisible.
Right.
And that's why when I make myself track and notice and think through, well, yeah, what is she doing that I appreciate? And then I actually thank her for that. You know, even yesterday, she... we have her dad now, her 85-year-old dad, living in Colorado Springs, just about a mile from us. And you know, I know that that's changed everything, and I know that, you know, it's not like we were able to stop doing certain things to now care for her elderly father. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just, we've added that on. And the fact that she surprised our family last night by making this amazing meal. I mean, something is so simple. Wow. Erin worked full time. Yeah. And just for us as a family to be able to say, hey, thank you for taking the time to do that. We know you're tired. And so it makes such a big difference within our marriage when we express that gratitude.
Well, you know, we talked about this the last time. I think you and I were on the air about this, Greg, and that is that something that God keeps ringing in my thick skull is first principles. you got to get back to first principles, you know. And first principles in a marriage is, what is the marriage? You know, what do we want out of the marriage? What does God say about our marriage? When we honor those first principles, then, you know, things start to come together. And a simple thing, like you say, two simple words, thank you. Wow, you know, it helps kind of set the environment, doesn't it?
It really does. And even another element of gratitude is to affirm who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron and I have a fun tradition for our anniversary, which, by the way, is in 3 days. So I got to keep saying that out loud.
Yeah, congratulations.
That I remember. So 31 years together. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that we try to do...
Well, I think, hey, Greg, why don't we do this? Let's just do this right now. On national radio, millions of people listening right now, I want you to affirm Aaron on your anniversary. This is going to be the first anniversary gift, and, you know, compliments of Bill Martinez Live and her loving husband. And let's wish Aaron a very happy anniversary, huh? 3 days in advance. How about that?
Absolutely. So I do. I wish my beautiful bride of 31 years, it's just been such an amazing adventure, just growing with her. She's actually started her doctorate, and so we're in a new season.
Yeah.
And I've had the privilege of now being able to support her in her dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so thankful for her, the way she loves me, the way that she cares for me, supports me. She's my biggest fan.
Yeah.
And I just love, she's such a hard worker. She's so smart, and that's why it's fun to watch her just jumping in to that new professional part of her life, that doctor. I'm so proud of her.
Oh, that's
so cool.
Can't
wait to call her Dr. Aaron. So then I can take my, you know, rightful place as a trophy husband once she's finished with that. But I think a part of gratitude is affirming our spouse for who they are. And Aaron and I try to do that in our anniversary cards to each other. Is you know, it's great to find a great card and underline, you know, some key words, and because people write those so beautifully, but we also try to take the time to point out some of the things that we so love, like some of our favorite things about each other. Like, I love that my wife is such an extrovert. We were debating last night, you know, for the big 4-day weekend. Do we have people over every night of the weekend? And, you know, as an introvert, I'm like, no, we need to have alone time. But this is our last chance, and blah blah blah. But that's just such a beautiful part of who she is. And so it gives us a chance. I think Bill too, a part of gratitude is bragging.
Right.
On our spouse in front of others.
Exactly.
Does
that go a long way?
Right. Doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
It's such a beautiful way to express that gratitude. And then, you know, another way, too, is to compliment each other. And I remember Bill is a young husband talking to probably a guy had been married 50 years or more. And I asked him, okay, what's your one thing? You know, how do I have a great marriage? And I'll never forget that he said, it was because I was not expecting this from him.
Uh-huh.
He goes, you know, I never leave our home without complimenting my wife because I don't want the first compliment that she hears to come from another man.
Wow. Good point.
I was like, man, what a great way. So I think all those are great ways to express gratitude to each other.
Exactly. You mentioned good communication. You know, we hear that over and over again. You know, couples go, we fail to communicate. Sometimes it's easy to communicate, and sometimes it's difficult. But it's those times that are most difficult when you really have to bear down and really make that happen, right? I mean, even when you, like you say, you want to leave the house and you really don't want to compliment your wife because she hasn't been necessarily complimentary. You know? But, hey, look, you better leave a flower at the door there for her, because if you don't, somebody else may, right?
Right. It's so true. And because, again, at the end of the day, I want my wife to know that I see her.
Yeah.
That I see the hard work, that I see the way that she shows up, I see the way that she blesses me and our family, I see all that she does, and thus to be able to express how I see you, boy, that is so important, because it's so easy in the busyness of life and all the white noise out there,
exactly.
All the noise competing for attention, just to do life parallel, you know, and yet
like
seeing
that.
One another is so important.
Yeah. You say thinking about what you're thankful for draws your heart toward your marriage. Anytime you think about what you appreciate within your marriage, it reinforces that it's valuable. It kind of reminds me of Philippians 4:8, doesn't it? You know, the things that we're supposed to think on.
Yep.
This is a good reminder, Greg. Go ahead. Open it up.
It really is. Yeah, to think about what is beautiful and worthy of praise. And as we think about those things, what it does, that becomes your perspective. So even in the midst of hard seasons, if I'm actively looking for things that I appreciate about Aaron, boy, that can help protect my brain from going to such a negative place in developing negative beliefs about her. That's actually a way to guard and protect your own mind, thus you're protecting your marriage, by noticing the things that you're thankful for and expressing them.
I'm going to share a little bit of a motorcycle maintenance idea thought here, Greg. And that is that what I learned in riding a motorcycle was that you're always looking forward. You look to where you want to go because your eyes, you know, and the body will follow. Everything just kind of goes along with that. And I think what you're saying is the same thing in your marriage. You got to think about where you want your marriage to go. What's the trajectory of your marriage? What's the trajectory of that? Maybe even the next 15 minutes. Like my good friend Stephanie Edwards, when we worked together in L.A., she used to crack me up because she'd always talk about how neurotic her family was. I said, oh, Bill, we were so neurotic. Yeah, I can't even tell you. So we just tried to live life 15 minutes at a time. That's how bad we were, you know. But there was there's some validity there because sometimes, you know, things can get a little contentious. You say, I just need to get to the next 15 minutes. So what is the trajectory? You know, like attitude sets, you know, altitude, you know, we've heard all these sayings again. But again, we got to come back to first principles and realize, okay, what is the most important thing here? Is our marriage the most important thing? Do we want to have a healthy marriage that will produce healthy kids, that will produce a healthy neighborhood, a healthy community, healthy, you know, a healthy country on down, right?
Absolutely. But that's well said. I wouldn't even try to improve on what you just said, because that's exactly right. I mean, those little tiny choices that we make, like noticing each other, expressing gratitude, you know, paying attention to where are we going as a couple, prioritizing our marriage. I mean, just those little choices, you're right, have such a huge ripple effect, not only in our marriage, but in our family and community and so on, as you said it. And that, you know, one of the things that Aaron and I are doing, it's so much fun right now, is we have a new podcast out called
Crazy Little Thing. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, because I want to talk to you about that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's called Crazy Little Thing Called Marriage, and so you can get that wherever you listen to podcasts. But one of the things that we're trying to do is to take our, you know, 31 years of marriage, the fact that, you know, we're both marriage counselors, this is what we do for a living, but also our own experience of just our journey, the highs and the lows and the ups and the downs, and we want to be real and honest and get into those real conversations. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't about, hey, how do we have a better date night? This is, you know, we had a huge fight the other night, and here's what we learned, and thus, here's how you can repair your conflict. That's the kind of thing that Aaron and I love talking about, and we're so excited for this new adventure together on this podcast.
A crazy little thing called, what'd you say? Crazy little thing called?
Yeah. Called marriage.
Crazy little thing called marriage. Yes, got inspired by the song, we know. He's the Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation and Focus on the Family, the one and only Dr. Greg Smalley. Greg, thank you. God bless.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.